I really wanted to preach to you today from the gospel lesson because it is so full of wonderful, nerdy Bible scholar trivia that I'd love to share with you. But the Holy Spirit kept nudging me in another direction for today. We'll see how this goes. I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Did you know that the Book of Common Prayer provides 9 different quotations from Scripture to use as the offertory sentence, which announces the beginning of the liturgy of the table? The first verse of the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans is one of those suggested offertory sentences. It's one that I choose pretty regularly because it speaks to me of the offering of our complete selves. It also reminds me that the Eucharist we make, the thanksgiving we offer, is a celebration in which we are all ministers together. We've talked about that before. How, although as a priest I am named as celebrant of our Holy Eucharist, we are all celebrating the paschal mystery of Christ's body and blood together as ministers. My brothers and sisters in Christ, at Holy Trinity, we are a people called together for mission and ministry, to love with the heart of Christ, to think with the mind of Christ, and to act in the world as the body of Christ. As Paul says in today's reading, we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually, we are members one of another. Paul's image for the church, which he develops here and elsewhere, is an image of the community shaped by Christ, a body of many members. We who are members of this body are not individuals who have joined a club or a civic organization with all the rights and privileges thereof. We who are the members of the body are organs and flesh, bone, eyes, pituitary glands, and opposable thumbs. Each of us organically working and growing together for the good of the whole body. And we are individually members of each other. Do you know what that means? Being members of each other means that I am part of you and you are part of me. In some mysterious way, I am within you, and you are within me. You bear my imperfections as I bear yours. Thomas a Kempis, who was a 15th century monk and practical theologian, describes this dynamic beautifully in his classic handbook for Christian spiritual life, Imitation of Christ. He wrote, "But now God has so arranged things that we may learn to bear each other's burdens, for no one is without faults. No one is without burdens. No one is wholly self-sufficient. No one has wisdom enough all by himself or herself. That being the case, we must support and comfort each other. Together we must help, teach, and advise one another." I have to confess that from time to time, I have been guilty of trying to act as though I am wholly self-sufficient. I suppose because I'm afraid of seeming imperfect. Of course, I do this with the very best of intentions. I just want to be, with you, a good priest, a good rector. And God help me, it's difficult. I want to be a good Christian. And I get so focused on getting it right that sometimes I make a big mistake. I forget that I need you, the whole body, to discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Do y'all ever do that? Do you ever try so hard to be good, try so hard to be right, that your efforts get in the way of the very thing you're trying to accomplish? I think it happens a lot. I mean, look at Peter. He gets it right in today's gospel, but just a couple of weeks ago, Peter didn't recognize Jesus. He disobeyed him and jumped out of the boat in which Jesus had commanded him to cross the chaotic waters, trying so hard to be a good disciple. And getting distracted, he got in over his head and began to sink. Next week, we'll read that Peter tries so hard to do the right thing that Jesus rebukes him and practically calls him the voice of Satan. As a leader in the church, I feel Peter's imperfections in every cell of my body, which I'm supposed to present to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And how do I do that? How do we do that? How do we present ourselves, our souls and bodies, at the altar of living sacrifice? I'm doing something today that makes me very uncomfortable. I'm spending a whole lot of time, more than I usually do, talking about myself. And I'm doing that for a particular reason. We who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. If we are members of one another in Christ, we need to be real with each other. And that starts with me. I need to let you in. I need to let you into that place where I am imperfect. You need to know that I make mistakes. Sometimes I'm aware that I've made a mistake. Sometimes I'm clueless. That's when I need you. I need you to tell me directly when you think I've made a mistake or when you disagree with something I've said or done. I need you to help and teach and advise me as I try so hard to be a good priest, a good rector, a good Christian. By myself, I can't be a good priest. On my own, I can't be a good rector. And without you, I can't be a good Christian. And that goes for y'all too, by the way. You need this body to be a good Christian and to be a good whatever else you're called to be within the body of Christ and in the world. That's what it means to be part of the body of Christ and members of one another. It means having the courage to say and hear the things that are difficult to say and hear, and to still trust that we can remain in relationship. It means having the will to respect and honor one another, even in the deepest disagreement about matters of great importance, like justice and mercy. It means having the heart to love one another in our weakness and despite our flaws. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we're living in hard times for that sort of work. The world is filled with opportunities to be in conflict. We're presented with every excuse to dismiss each other, to gossip about each other, and to distance ourselves from each other. The world is full of that stuff. Let's be different. Let's show the world what it looks like and what it means to love, think, and act differently, like Jesus would. I was taught in seminary that the key to being a good priest is simply to love the people given into my care. I think that principle applies to all of us as Christians. Love in any context is difficult. Love in the context of Christian community is both difficult and non-negotiable. Our living sacrifice of our whole selves is not made holy and acceptable to God by our being able to get everything right. Our living sacrifice is made holy and acceptable to God by our love for one another, by our willingness to be members of one another in Christ. I appeal to you, my brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice. To present yourselves with all your imperfections, with all of our disagreements, with anything that you bring to this altar of living sacrifice, dedicated to the mission that we have to love with the heart of Christ and to think with the mind of Christ and to act in the world as the body of Christ. Presenting ourselves in that way is holy and acceptable to God, and it is our worship.